9:40 a.m. Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Lower Manhattan and New York City has seen many famous, even notorious cases in the state and federal courthouses that are clustered there, but never a former president of the United States criminally charged. That changes Tuesday afternoon.
The indictment is sealed, so the exact charges are not yet known, but Trump's attorney Joe Tacopina tells CNN he believes the charges will have no merit.
A state prosecutor has taken a misdemeanor and tried cobbled together to make it a felony by alleging a violation of federal campaign violations, well, and the FEC said it doesn't exist.
As for how arraignment day will play out,
hopefully this will be as painless and classy as possible.
Following his arraignment in New York, the former president is planning to return to his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, where he's expected to deliver remarks Tuesday night. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
With more than 30 people dead in recent tornadoes and storms, President Biden has been in touch with governors in Arkansas, Delaware, and Illinois, promising help. Illinois' Governor J.B. Pritzker surveyed storm damage following a roof collapse that killed one man, injured dozens more in Belvedere, northwest of Chicago.
Yesterday, I issued a state disaster proclamation for Crawford County, as well as all the storm-impacted counties. I also spoke with the federal FEMA director and the U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security to ensure that access is given to all federal resources.
In sports, either way, it was going to be a first-time ever NCAA women's hoops title, but with a 102-85 win over Iowa, the honor goes to LSU, whose still pretty new coach, Kim Mulkey, was hired to achieve just that.
A lot of these personalities coaches want to be scared of. I'm not afraid of that. I played with personalities in college. I played with a personality myself. They just are ballers.
That on ESPN. The men's final is tomorrow night, San Diego State versus UConn. Overseas, an explosion at a cafe in St. Petersburg, Russia has killed a pro-Putin, pro-Ukraine war blogger. Meantime, the State Department says in a rare occurrence these days, Secretary of State Blinken spoke to his Russian counterpart, seeking the immediate release of a Wall Street Journal reporter. Former CBS Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble tells us,
President Putin seems to be trying to send a message with this detention to foreign journalists and their leaders that Russia will do whatever it wants to whomever it chooses without seeking approval from the West.
Protests continue in Israel against plans by the prime minister to drastically overhaul that country's court system, even though those plans are on hold. And just about to join NATO, Finland is now on the verge of getting a new government as well. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Grape wrung out of my tidy white, actually, that I...
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Do everything but the pain. I gotta listen with a wire. of room to grow. And love is all around. Show me what I wanna see. Show me how it starts and ends with me. As I tell myself this is just a moment, just a story. Cause everything is moving and the reaper's train is always right on time. There's so much shouting, I'm just a person. How does anybody do this?
Dana Perry kicks off hour number two of MagSync Radio. All this local music is brought to you by White Kurt, Realtors Lake Point. Let us open the door for your future home. Stop into our office at Atwood Avenue in Madison's East Side. Find them online at whitekurtlakepoint.com. That's WEICHERT-lakepoint.com. Rocker, so many exciting things going on today. Already exciting things already happened.
That's right.
I think it was just when he came in the room, I think the coffee shavings maybe just got me all excited.
Oh, man, I can't wait to try that coffee.
Right?
Hey, tonight we have a lot of stuff still happening on MagSync Radio. Todd Phipps, he's the organist and multi-instrumentalist. He's putting out a new solo album. He's from the Blue Olives, Rare Element, Kelsey Miles, a ton of bands you heard of, the Jamie Threes even. He'll be in a few minutes. Dave Nielsen, after 8:30, he was a concert goer to the Apollo Theater in Belvedere, Illinois last night, where they had a recent tornado disaster. And we're going to hear from him and Devil's Lair tonight. Too Sick Charlie. Oh. He's a cigar box guitar blues award winning kind of guy. Yeah, and we're gonna see what this one man band has to offer live in the Devil's Lair. And Max and Kevy, 10 p.m. Our interview in that hour is 20 Minute Mission, a Madison punk group, and they're releasing a new album. And Joel will be on. Tell us all about it.
That'll be awesome. Now, hey, Rocker, I saw here Harmonious Whale, too, is a new sponsor, right?
Yes.
They have this really cool tour in Ireland and Scotland in the summer, right?
Yep.
Are you going?
I want to, but right? one of the times I'll be doing Atwood Fest, but I'll be at home rooting for them. They travel all over the place. Like, this isn't the first time they've done it, and these people are having a dynamite time. You know, you go on tour, hang out on the bus with them, and then they go to all these like historic places and start, you know, bust out and start playing music, right?
Right.
And so, you know, you get to, you know, see Harmonious Whale play in all these crazy places across Scotland and Ireland.
That sounds like a great time. You get to ride on the bus. Find out more online, harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, WAIL.com for more of that information.
Sounds like a lot of day drinking.
It does, right? All right, Dana Perry now, brand new stuff from her. Just released stuff, I Exist,
on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There's no such thing as time. Only stories of where I've been, where I'm headed. There's really nowhere to go. There's nothing here but space, and I'm already feeling it. Every little step I take, just shredding up the fabric of reality. This identity is a lie, just something I constructed so you can find me in a crowd. None of it seems logical. The only thing I know for sure is everything is already wrong. Nothing can be right, only because everything is already alright. I opened all my eyes and counted them 1, 2, 3, but I still can't see what's looking through. I'm only feeling this choice to inhale after each and every exhale. Nothing else to comprehend, there's no beginning and no end, just
you're next to me. Tonight I wanna let my hair down. people call us up like, where you at? We don't have time for that. We have more important plans.
Minutia, the day-to-day, keep a forward motion while the trends tend to fade away. So you can spend your life chasing or use your energy creating statements reflecting greatness. The one who plans is empowered by self, while the one with his hand out shall never stand out. This is the standard route, producing workery, souls on ice, never able to raise the mercury. Critically crippled by the reaper's sickle, living with one foot in the grave, the making of a slave. But you were limitless, born of the infinite, fully equipped, never forget what you're working with. YOLO and those other gimmicks, gotta run the human race. Can't place if you ain't in it, be all you could be. Just do it if you wanna win it. Every 60 seconds that you live in is another minute. See how obvious I left the sound? Be conservative, left is right and up is down. That's why we start you on a seesaw. Say study the three R's and how it was before. If you wanna see more, carry that pack, get married in fact. In front like you're so good, why you stand in the back? And in fact, you get some extra, we gon' need that tax. Just saying, hey, this is the way, we'll like it. And if we don't, we'll give you a safe space, or at least a builder, help you chill while you save face. Cause you can make it on your own, you don't need anyone's help. Just be original like everyone else.
Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. Now, it's time for Bar Notes with Terry Barr, your weekly report of what's happening in the Wisconsin music scene. Sponsored by the Ethical Trade Company in Madison, goods for a better world. Find them online at ethicaltradeco.com.
Hey everyone, Terry Barr with your Bar Notes. Here are three quick notes highlighting some of the news and happenings all across the Wisconsin music scene. And you can probably hear Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts in the background of Bar Notes tonight. We'll tell you why in about 30 seconds. Note number one focuses on the bar part of Bar Notes and takes us to Milwaukee, where a musician is hoping to recreate the booming jazz club he closed there about 5 years ago. Evan Christian opened Gibraltar, what he described as a jazz world music venue, in the Walker's Point neighborhood along West National Avenue back in 2015. Now Christian has his eyes on a third ward location, 131 North Jackson Street, which had been home to Saloon Milwaukee. Christian is hoping to have everything in line to be able to offer all types of music, but keeping jazz as the focus. He's also working on indoor and outdoor seating areas and will serve cocktails, tapas, and charcuterie, my favorite, charcuterie. Of course, Christian wants to open the new version of Gibraltar in the next couple of weeks.
I'll take you back again.
Okay, next, and while you're listening to Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts right now, the 6th annual Stampede is just around the corner. It's an annual festival hosted by Miles and his band at Monk's in Lake Delton, of course, near Wisconsin Dells, every spring. Save the dates of Friday, April 14th, and Saturday, April 15th, for great live music both nights. Roger Klein, the lead singer and guitar player with the Arizona-based rock band The Peacemakers opens for Miles and the Rusted Hearts Friday night. Seth Walker, a blues artist from North Carolina, opens Saturday night. There's also a songwriter showcase on Saturday afternoon where Miles often invites a variety of singer-songwriters to share the stage, music, and stories. Now, you can pick and choose which parts you want to attend, but I do know there are just a few tickets left for the Saturday night show. This is always a great time. Just give Monks a call to reserve your spot. And our final note for the week, it's all about a program known as Diversify the Stage. If you have an interest in working behind the scenes in support of musicians, maybe jobs like sound or lighting or video, this is an apprenticeship where you're going to learn everything you need to know from those who are already doing it. The Diversify the Stage apprenticeship includes training and a six-month paid placement at a venue in Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Boston, and this year even in Madison. Frank Production staff and venues in the Madison area like the Majestic, Sylvie, Orpheum, all are going to be open to this opportunity. But here's the thing. You have to apply. Go to diversifythestage.org to learn more and fill out an application. Again, that website, diversifythestage.org. And you got to do this soon, ASAP, in fact. The deadline for applications is Monday, April 3rd at 4 in the afternoon. Of course, we're going to share the link for you on our Max Inc. Radio Facebook page, too. That is all for this week's Bar Notes. I'm Terry Barr. As always, thank you for supporting the talented artists playing all the notes at the bars and venues hosting live music.
That was Bar Notes with Terry Barr. If you have a story that you think we should know about, send us an email at maxincradio@gmail.com. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I met an armchair doctor full recliner feet on an Ottoman Empire, giving advice just like everyone. I must assume he thinks I'm pretty dumb or deaf or destitute. My loot is better spent than saved, okay? My art's greener, wife's dreamier, cookie cutter. I'm a quitter or a winner, I can't tell. Definitely going to hell. My ego must be kept in check, and it's about time that I asked, what do you want? What do you want? What are you smoking? How do you land on these conclusions? Why can't you see? It's a joke for a dream. What do you want? What do you in a moldy basement, listening to dad rock pavement adjacent. Post divorce, more golf course, keeping score. Off the court is bad. Lose all the friends that you had. Yeah, yeah, you can make US dollars, but that don't buy no self-awareness. Wish they sold it in a can, but there's no chance. I think myself is someone else. Mental health totally shot. The ozone layer fully rocked. Red Bull giving me the twitches. A good time to get religious. Hope is a raisin baking on the pavement. Priorities out of whack.
Shack attack.
What do you want? What do you want? What are you smoking? How do you land on these conclusions? What can't you see? It's a joke for a dream. What are you on? What are you smoking? What are you smoking? How do you land on this?
Kaminsky on Max Inc. Radio.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump's expected to be arraigned Tuesday afternoon in a New York City court. His supporters and most prominent Republicans have been sharply critical of his criminal indictment and the prosecutor who got a grand jury to issue it. Former federal U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara once hired that district attorney.
What's interesting to me is when people attack Alvin Bragg ahead of time for being political and being weak, they are themselves doing the exact same thing, defending someone who is their political ally.
On Face the Nation, at least 31 deaths now blamed on recent tornadoes and other bad weather. Arkansas among the hardest hit, Governor Sarah Sanders.
Just an unbelievably tragic moment for our state. But what I found to be so amazing are the people who are stepping up, not just from this community, but across all of Arkansas, coming together and helping.
Secretary of State Blinken calling for the immediate release of a Wall Street Journal reporter by Russia, Journal Editor-in-Chief Emma Tucker.
We're hoping that the government will move swiftly.
CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yeah!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. All this stuff is brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations in Madison, Monona, Odana. Oh, rocker. Look, right there. I did it.
Odana.
My East Coastness came out. Well, Willie Street, IgniteGlassAndGifts.com, Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, and Livingston in Madison. There's pizza and then there's Sal, SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. Rocker, you and Todd have had such, you know, we watch each other on Zoom, and you guys are having a great conversation. Todd, you're having so much fun.
Oh yeah, I've known Rocker for years now. He's always been a bacon saver at the festivals that I've played at. You know, the Funky JBs, JB3s, and other things on at Atwood Fest.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves here.
Yeah.
Because Battle Creek native Todd Phipps came to Madison after graduating high school in Virginia. He credits his wife of 19 years, Liz, as the relocation motivation.
Yeah.
And boy, are we lucky. Todd has played in many bands over the years, and the Blue Olives is his longest tenure. But you might also recognize other bands he's a major player in, like Kelsey Miles' band, Rare Element, and the JB3s, like he just mentioned. And most often, you'll see Todd behind the Hammond B3 supporting other great musicians. But now, Todd Phipps has struck out on his own to release his debut album, Recombobulation. And here in the studio to tell us about his amazing career and his new album is Todd Phipps. Todd, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you, Rocker. It's an honor, definitely an honor to be here and to talk to everybody here today.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And, hey, as an organ player, you played in a lot of bands, but you didn't start out on the keyboards. And for those of us who don't know of Todd Phipps, tell us a little bit about how you got started. You know, what is the Todd Phipps backstory? Organ is not your first instrument.
Nope. Actually, the first instrument I picked up was I started learning to play the guitar when I was about 7 or so. I was inspired to do that when I was 3. My dad gave me my first couple of rock records. One was Stand by Sly and the Family Stone, and the other one was In a Gata de Vida by Iron Butterfly.
Nice.
I skipped the kiddie music. Let's get to the real stuff. And that kind of, from an early age, you know, put the spark in me to become a musician. And like most kids do, the first instrument a lot of kids pick up is guitar, and I was the same way. So I played that, and then about 14, I really decided, you know, I want to play bass. So I started playing bass and devouring Russian Yes records. And then listening to a lot of Yes led me, you know, made me more aware of the Hammond sound. And then I really got hit with the Hammond bug, and like, okay, I need to play this instrument. And then that was down a rabbit hole, and who knows where I've gone ever since then.
Well, let's talk about that rabbit hole. Talk about your affinity with Hammond B3s and Leslie speakers. And it's like owning classic cars. Got to be your own mechanic, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I've gotten pretty adept at working on them, you know, down to gutting Leslie amplifiers and rebuilding the circuitry from scratch. Occasionally I'll do a little service work for other people. I don't have a lot of time slices to do that, but you know, I've gotten pretty skilled at fixing them back up and getting non-working ones and getting them going again. And it's rewarding because it's one of the most important pieces of American musical heritage and one of the kings of electric keyboards. And it's a legacy that, you know, it's important to preserve. And the new digital Hammonds are excellent. I'm an artist with Hammond USA, and highly recommend our newest line of products. But there's always a place for the vintage equipment, and the need to keep those machines going for future generations to enjoy, so they can experience the source, and feel where it all came from. Because there is nothing like the feel of the vintage. You know, you're sitting at this big wooden box with, you know, with steel sub-assemblies, and this motor-driven tone generator inside spinning, and the tube's getting warm, and then the speaker cabinet with the Leslie going around behind you. There's a tactile and physical presence and sense to that that is, it's intoxicating.
It can make your brain melt.
Yes, it can.
And now, you said that you have a lot of these in some barn or something. You got
my friend Dan Newman and Leslie's? I have a stash of organs and Leslie's in a barn that we're slowly working through so we can get them all up and going and working. You know, I have, you know, a B3 and an M102 in my home studio, you know, a couple B's, a C3 and an A100. That's my fleet of gig organs and a rig I keep at Cafe Coda, a rig I keep at the Red Rooster on the east side, and those house I keep them there as house rigs. Any musician is absolutely welcome and encouraged to avail themselves of them as part of keeping that thing alive and giving something nice back to the Madison community, because the music community here has been unbelievably good to me. I'm, you know, more beyond grateful to be a part of it.
That's true. Todd, you've been in a lot of bands playing other songwriters' music, but recently you decided to record some of your own music under your own name. Tell us what inspired your latest project.
Well, for the past 3 years, I've been participating in this kind of online forum collaboration and competition called February Album Writing Month, FAWM.org. And basically, the goal is within the confines of that competition is to write 14 songs in 28 days. And first 2 years, I only did a handful each time. This time, I cranked out 15. And there's quite a few Madison people there. Sean Michael Dargan does it. Beth Killey, Nancy Rost. There's a few. There's decent Wisconsin contingent there, But I looked at some of the stuff I did and some of the ones I'd done in the 2 years prior. And I said, you know, I've been talking for years about doing an album of my own stuff. I haven't gotten around to do it. You know, I'm doing everything with everybody else. I wanted to throw out at least a partial self-portrait of myself. You know, like here's me rendered in sound. And I just wanted to get something of my own out there, you know, before I kick the bucket. So
put it on the list. Well, the new album, it's called Recombobulation, and it's your debut album, but it's also all you. That's you on drums, you on guitar, you singing, you on backup vocals.
Yep, the drum tracks, you know, I put together in Easy Drummer, which is great sounding software. You know, I don't have space for drums. If I brought a drum set in the house, my wife would totally kill me. Then overdubbing everything else and putting everything else together and it's a really fun process.
Well, tell me a little bit about the album. What's the highlights? What are you excited about?
I'm excited that I finally did it after many years of talking about it. You know, just light a fire under my hind end and go for it. One of the highlights on there for me actually is a track called Instrument of Control, which is about the fact that there's so much more fakeness coming into art and media and the rise of artificial intelligence. Starting to blur the line between what's real and what's not, and how certain actors can use these as tools of manipulation. So I was exploring that theme with that song, and I thought that one came out really well.
Where can we find the new debut Todd Phipps album Recombobulation online?
It's available first and foremost on my Bandcamp page at toddphipps.bandcamp.com. And it's also on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. I think it's on TikTok. I don't have a TikTok account, but you know, I use DistroKid. I use DistroKid, and they, you know, put it on all the services. Just boom. So it's out there hopefully people enjoy it.
Where can we see you live? I heard you show up for some of the open jams at the Red Rooster and other places around town.
Yep. This Thursday, the first Thursday of every month, one of my side project bands, The Usual Suspects, which has Joe White from the Blue Olives on drums.
Oh, yeah.
John Mezzaloris on bass and Steve Malin on guitar. We kind of a blues R&B stacks kind of stuff mostly. We host the first Thursday of every month at the Red Rooster. They do a blues jam every Thursday. You know, we'll host the first one. Tate and the 008 band will host like the second and fourth, and usually guys from the Manish Boys will do the other one.
Yep.
So we're doing that Thursday. Rare Element is at the High Noon Saloon with the another great band that flew out of my head because I'm nervous. The Mae Simpson band.
Mae Simpson. Band.
Yeah. And it's going to be a cool night of funk.
When's that coming up? Do you know the date?
Yeah, it's this Saturday at the High Noon Saloon. I think start time is 8:00.
Oh, nice. April 8th.
Yep.
All right, perfect. Anywhere else that you're playing?
The next one after that, I think, is the following Friday back at the Rooster with Madtown Manish Boys.
Nice. Man, you're jamming with everybody. That is awesome. Todd, thank you so much for taking the time to come into the studio tonight to be part of the show. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. It's been an honor.
Let's listen to another song from Todd Phipps' new album, Recombobulation. This is called what, Rob?
Oh, yeah. This is Instrument of Control.
Instrument of Control on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
They need. I become.
Phipps, Instrument of Control. Fresh stuff, new stuff, heard first stuff right here on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Kelsey Miles now.
Strings, my hands don't rest. I got a secret song I have to confess. Everything I've known feels so strange. Soul sets on new horizon. Spend late nights just fantasizing. And I lose myself in the light. Change. I bury all that I have in a grave, but my six strings makes me feel at home. Well, light's too bright, and now I'm afraid.
I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
And now, a special message from Charlie Behrens of the Cripes Cast.
How in the heck are you? It's me, Charlie, here to remind you that on April 4th, there's a huge election going on in Wisconsin. It's for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Now, it's a divided court, so the winner of this election is going to help determine the future of Wisconsin. Be part of that decision. Go to myvote.wi.gov to figure out your polling location and also what ID to bring. Again, myvote.wi.gov.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.